Tracy. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Now the concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com, or you can call them up at 412-904-3225. To turn our attention to this WRCT radio and music calendar, let you know some things going on around town. You only got a few more days, it feels like. Just over a week left for Monster Fish. It's an exhibit by the National Geographic Society depicting the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. The exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish as well as videos and hands-on activities. This is happening at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland now through December 27th. More information at carnegiemnh.org. Hey, don't forget Wildlife. It's an exhibit that's bringing together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves. Is happening at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art now through January 9th. Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 60s through the 2000s are paired with Reeves' recent reupholstered sculptures. Again, that's at the Heinz Gallery through January 9th at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. More information, cmoa.org. Also happening at the same location, just probably a different space within, through January 17th is the Fabricated Landscape, presenting cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today, on display through January 17th at the Heinz Galleries of the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland, cmoa.org. And finally, don't forget about Marisol and Warhol Take New York. It charts the emergence of the Paris and Pittsburgh-born pop artists in the early 1960s. The exhibition actually explores the artists' parallel rises to success, the formation of their artistic personas, their gallery relationships, and early artistic practices from the 60s. The display is going on through Valentine's Day of 2022 at the Andy Warhol Museum on the north side. More information, warhol.org. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the week. The details at least a week in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things going on in this crazy, crazy locked up world. Steel Mill Rising is performing at Jurgles on Wednesday the 22nd. The Delaney's are at Jurgles the next night. Why Sonic Acrylic, along with Plume, is at the Club Cafe on the 23rd. Speaking of the Club Cafe, Bill Deasy is doing his annual Boxing Day show. Should I tell you what day that is? It's Boxing Day. Yeah, the day after Christmas, Sunday the 26th. The Nerd Herders are at the Club Cafe with the Power Hour Band on Monday the 27th. And what else we got? A lot of Club Cafe shows that I got on my calendar. Wednesday the 29th, the Warm Auction with Chet Vincent and Birdwatcher. Over at Jurgles on the 29th is the Magical Mystery Doors. The Reckoning, I think they do this show annually at the Club Cafe. It's on the 30th. The Reckoning plays the music of R.E.M. Clarks are over at Jurgles on the 30th. And an evening with Lotus, night number one at Mr. Small's Theater on Thursday the 30th. Guess what night number two is? Yes, yep, New Year's Eve, Mr. Small's, an evening with Lotus. The Butler Street Revival is playing the Thunderbird for your New Year's Eve celebration. Albert Lee is at the Club Cafe on Wednesday, January 5th. Charles Wesley Godwin is at the Club Cafe on the 6th. I know, isn't it crazy? I'm talking about 2022. The Craft House is hosting Idlewild South with the Jay Krager Band on the 7th, which is a Friday in January. Ashley McBride is at the Roxy in McKee's Rocks on the 7th. The roof. The roof. I think they're just the roof once, but I just felt like saying it twice. At the Thunderbird on Friday the 7th as well. Silencers. I can't forget to tell you about that one at Jurgles. Silencers with Spinning Jenny on Saturday the 8th. Should play some Silencers coming up before that happens. Shouldn't I? Wouldn't I be smart to do that? Motor City Soundtrack in town playing Sunday the 9th at the Rocks Inn with All Get Out. And Livingston Taylor's coming to town playing up at the Oaks Theater in Oakmont. That's my WRCT. Oh, that's on Wednesday the 12th, just so you know. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have a show you want us to tell people about, send us those details at least so we can advance to WRCT music-calendar at wrct.org. You can hear the radio and music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. here on WRCT. You know, I had more stuff to tell you, and I just kind of forgot about it. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's something you want to hear. If not, just pretend it was cold out last night as we get into this next set of music. But as I looked outside, and I realized it snowed. It snowed, did it not? So the Mockster needs to play his set of snow songs for you because of the snow.
cedars line the road. They look good enough to eat, but I don't think I would. I can't imagine that they'd taste too good. A blanket white, at least it was when it came down last night. When morning brings the rain, the blanket's washed away. Now everything turns back to gray. And now you're there. The rain is falling, wetting down your hair. I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but I believe I might have told you so. Snow day.
From their 1988 album, Isn't Anything, that's My Bloody Valentine with Soft as Snow, but Warm Inside. Wrapping up that snow set of music, because you know what? It snowed this week. Also played Matt Pond, PA, with the song Snow Day, which maybe hopefully you took one. I don't care if you're working from home or if you're a student and you're virtually online, you should take your own snow day. You need snow days. You need to put on the snow pants and go sledding somewhere. It's a requirement. It's a law. I believe it's a law. It's an unwritten law, but it's a law. From the L'Ohio album, Ass Ponies reminded you that last night it snowed. And throughout the entire set, from This Is Our Music, the final proper Galaxy 500 album, with their version of Yoko Ono's Listen, The Snow Is Falling. Gets us here. We're about 24 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva Lamach. I appreciate you tuning in. I want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee, they join you in supporting WRCT. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located at 6015 Penn Avenue, right in the smack dab middle of what we call Penn Circle in East Liberty. And they specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. For more information, go to zekescoffeepgh.com. Also, I got a fun story. I learned this story a couple weeks ago. I was hanging out socially distanced from, I socially distanced from him pre-COVID. Just, it's safer that way. My rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. He hosts a show called Courts in Session. Now, let me just tell you about that show first before I tell you my story. It's a show that's on Thursdays. It starts at 8. It's 2.5 hours long. But what he does is he takes rock and roll, country, and soul, but he takes it with new music from these classic artists. So you'll hear something from a classic artist that's new, because you know what? They're still putting music out. They're still putting out quality music. So he's filling that niche to be like, hey, guys, I don't care if you're old. You put out quality music.
And I've listened to his show, and I've been like, wow, that's a great song. And then he's like, oh, there's a new song from Boston. And I'm like, wow. I could slide that in my show any day and say it was from the Boston Creepers, and you'd be like, wow, that was a great song. So I love that he does that. So, story time. So let's gather around the fire. All right, here's the story. So I'm hanging out with my rockin' attorney, and he tells me the story of how he is really, really, really good friends with Peter Nero. Like besties, to the extent that Peter Nero played piano at Eric Jackson Lurie's wedding. I kid you not by kidding you and tell you that if it's not true, ask him. So in celebration of not only that fact, that he is besties with Peter Nero. Well, maybe was besties. I don't know. Maybe the tense is wrong. I'm not sure. But I had more in my story, didn't I? I'm sorry. I just blanked out. I was like, oh, we're done. It was on this day, back in 1963, and this is part of, this is why this segue works, at least in my mind, so well. On this day back in 1963, and I threatened you, we're going to have another Mancini song come in. The Pink Panther debuted. Yeah. So some Peter Nero doing the Pink Panther. This is going out to you, my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and your bestie, Peter Nero. Thank you.
of charms on our necks. I find out nothing when we're talking sit, blue heart passion and watch the set.
Street not very far. You came running out.
That dog here on the Viva La Mock radio program with their song Minneapolis, wrapping up that set of music. Before that dog, it was X by Request with a white girl. Again, if you've got a request and you want me to say those words, X by Request or your song, insert your song here by request, email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Michelle wanted to hear that one, and I was more than happy to play it for her. Before that, the Gothies, Pittsburgh's own Gothies with one of their Christmas singles, Rudolph's Rose. Rudolph's nose is red, that's what I'm trying to say. Start off the entire set, Peter Nero. From his Songs You Won't Forget. Going out to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, with the theme from Pink Panther, because as I mentioned earlier, the Pink Panther actually debuted on this day back in 1963. I think that's the date I said it was, 1963. We got about 16 minutes before we get to midnight. Don't forget, tonight we have a midnight mock of the New Zealand band, The Bats. The Bats going underneath the mock lights. So hopefully you're starting to pop your popcorn for that one. Don't forget that many employees unable to work because of COVID-19 related reasons may be able to take up to 2 weeks of paid sick leave and up to 10 more weeks of paid leave to care for their children whose schools or places of care have closed or whose daycare operations are unavailable. To find out if you qualify, you can visit dol.gov/FFCRA or call a trained professional at 866-4-US-WAGE. Again, that's 866-4-US-WAGE. This message is actually sponsored by the Department of Labor. Hey, speaking of things that have happened or people who are born or the whatnot on this day, because I love doing it, and I've been doing it, all night for you. How about the fact that on this day in 1878, this young leader, future dictator of the world, was born. Yeah, Joe Stalin.
This is Joe Stalin's Cadillac.
This is Camper Van Beethoven.
We're just driving around the block in Joe Stalin's Cadillac. LBJ's Cadillac. LBJ's Cadillac. We're just peeing along the side of the road in LBJ's Cadillac. Moses Cadillac. driving around the block in Moses Cadillac. General Pinochet's Cadillac. General Pinochet's Cadillac. Django left in General Pinochet's Cadillac. Drive my Cadillac off the bridge. If I can find the bridge, I'll drive my Cadillac off the bridge. Where's the bridge? Has anybody seen the bridge?
Now we all know the story of what Doc Ellis did. How he threw a no-hitter when it took a little trip. That was amazing and true, though it was somewhat accidental. But let's not forget the game when Doc really went mental. The Pirates' season was humbling. They came out of the gate stumbling. Doc had had enough. In the clubhouse he was grumbling. Cincinnati is treating us just like a dog kicked to the curb. Well, this dog's got some bite left and it's gonna hurt. Down went Rose, down went Morgan, down went Dreesen. He took a ride in the organ. Dance, 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 Tony Perez. Then do it, Johnny Bench, that was enough for the Reds. Yeah, it really happened that way. That's what really happened the day. Oh, the day Doc went hunting heads. Now the ump didn't toss him, though he had really crossed the line. Wasn't fined or suspended, but that was such a different time. Daddy Murtaugh had to pull him then, but Doc's message rang loud and clear. A few pundits have opined that was the turning point in the Bucko's year. Down went Rose, down went Morgan, down went Dreesen, took a ride in the organ. Dance, 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 Tony Perez. Bet you a Johnny Bench that was enough for the Reds. Yeah, it really happened that way. That's what really happened the day. Oh, the day Doc ran hunting heads. Oh, the day Doc ran hunting heads. Just why the men in blue will never buy it. And if you think taking LSD might help you throw a no-hit game, you might consult a good drug counselor. In fact, that's what Doc became. Down went Rose, down went Morgan, down went Dreesen, took one ride in the organ.
to a Johnny Fest that was enough for the rest. Yeah, it really happened that way. That's what really happened the day. Oh, the day Doc went cutting heads. Oh, the day Doc went cutting heads. Oh, the day Doc went cutting heads.
Miles away, and I hope you're still alone. Then you got some hours to while away. Can we say that we're okay? Meet you back at home, 'cause we got some stuff to talk about. Then it's time we talked it over, all the things that we can't live without. Because we say that we're okay 100 times an hour. Every day, but not today. 'Cause the time of our lives wasn't the thing we dreamt of yesterday. The sun in our eyes caught up with everything we'll never say. So gonna meet you back at home. Thank you.
at a department store. A gang of kids came over and loved me, and that my ring did to the floor. I said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We will beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. My sister a curly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. Don't give my daddy a job cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got what I have, machine gun, so I can scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boys.
Kinks here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Father Christmas.
We'll be right back. Here's a song all about my deep devotion and love to the banjo. Yeah, there's a lot of jokes about the banjo. Silver strings are really fun to play. I learned a lot of jokes about the banjo. Try to memorize a new one every day. I admit that the banjo isn't sexy. It makes all the pretty girls run away. I learned a thing or two about the banjo. Like the finest birth control is when you play. Oh, the world is full of jokes about the banjo. Some so bad they leave you in dismay. There's millions of jokes about the banjo. Here's a few to brighten up your day. What's the best way to tune a banjo? Wire cutters. You know, most banjo players spend half their career tuning and the other half playing out of tune. You know the difference between a banjo and a fish? You can tune a fish. How do you know the stage is level, John? Banjo player drools out of both sides of his mouth. What's the difference between a banjo and a yugo? You can tune a yugo. I know, most of you are going, what's a yugo? All the banjo players are going, what's tuning? What's the definition of an optimist? That's a banjo player with a pager. What do you say to a banjo player in a three-piece suit? Will the defendant please rise? Hey, Howard. What's the difference between a banjo and a puppy? Eventually, the puppy stops whining. What's the definition of a gentleman? It's someone who knows how to play the banjo, but doesn't. What does a banjo and a lawsuit have in common? Everybody feels better when the case is closed. How do you get a banjo player's eyes to sparkle? You shine a flashlight in his ears. How do you make a banjo player slow down, John? Put sheet music in front of him. Hey, Howard.
Yes, Michael.
Why are there no banjos in the movie Star Wars? Because it's the future. And finally, my favorite banjo joke of all. What do you call a beautiful woman on the arms of a banjo player? A tattoo. There's a lot of jokes about the banjo. Silver strings are really fun to play.
Depose from the Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Welcome, everybody. We're starting today with two stories that are going to upset a bunch of people in my audience, and that's okay. One is about Jordan Peterson, which we will get to. The first is about Whoopi Goldberg. Many of you wrote to me about Whoopi Goldberg's statements on The View, where she is one of a number of co-hosts, about the Holocaust and race and Jewish people. And as I was preparing a story about this, news broke that Whoopi Goldberg indeed has now been suspended for 2 weeks by The View because of her comments about the Holocaust. Now, I'm just going to give you my interpretation of what she said, and I'm going to explain to you why what she said is so problematic. And the main thrust of what Whoopi said on The View is that the Holocaust is not about race, or was not about race. And there's really two or three different layers of confusion here, which I'm going to try to pick apart. And there's a ton of people who still don't understand the concept of Judaism as a race, saying, well, hold on, but Judaism's a religion, it's not really a race. And the part that makes this segment difficult is that, unfortunately, I mean, listen, I expect out and out anti-Semitism from the right. I get it all the time. Soros funds you, go back to Israel, a place I've been once and I've no real connection to, you know, all these different things. I expect that from the right. But on the left, there's a different thing that goes on. And we saw it with the Women's March, where, for example, the Women's March from several years ago now, they didn't want, leadership didn't want Jewish women involved on the board because Jewish women were seen as privileged whites rather than a historically discriminated minority group. And inbuilt in that are all sorts of biases and prejudices that only reinforce anti-Semitic tropes. And so the left has a problem with this too. I don't care if you don't like hearing that. I'm going to call it out on both sides. So let's just jump into the clip. And I'm going to try, rather than pre-explain, let's just look at this piece by piece. Okay, let's take a look.
Well, also, if you're going to do this, then let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race.
No,
it's not about race.
It's about a different race.
But it's not about race. It's not about
what
race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about.
But it's about white supremacy.
It's not about race. But these are two Roma. White groups of people.
Well, they how do we black
they
people
see them as white people?
And they but you're missing the point. You're missing the point. Yeah. The minute you turn it into race, it goes down this alley. Let's talk about it for what it is. It's how people treat each other. It's a problem. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, because black, white, Jews.
And of course, it does matter if the people carrying out the Holocaust believe they're doing it along racial lines because they see Jews as a different race, which we will get to.
It's how everybody eats each other. So is it, if you're uncomfortable, if you hear about mouse, should you be worried? Should your child say, oh my God, I.
Okay. And then in another clip, again, she says, the Holocaust is white people doing stuff to white people.
And a Tennessee school pulled the graphic novel Mouse out of their lessons on the